This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. Find me a fox. All along, we've referred to the choice of translating America's productivity gains into free time as the road not taken. This is because with the 20th century behind us, we now know that America made a different choice. Standing at the crossroads, America's collective decision was to reap the dividends of expanded material output instead. There were many complex reasons for this, but lying at the root of it all, tied tight in the shoestrings of that first step, was the belief that the innovations in technology encouraged by this choice would conserve physical effort and save precious time. So likely, one would be rewarded with ample free time anyway, and maybe sooner rather than later. It's only now that we realize those expectations never materialized. The last generation of children in the 20th century have seen their percentage of free time fall by one-third compared to their predecessors. And if kids are coming up short on free time, you can imagine what it's like further up the ladder. But at least for adults, this is the life they've chosen and reinforced with their daily activity. The results are reflected not only in how Americans spend time, but also in how we form communities. Communities that reflect a shared consensus of individual lifestyles. Inevitably, most new communities built in the last half of the 20th century are built along this road that was ultimately chosen. Since America made its decision as an economy, a culture, and a society, you'll find these communities share common characteristics, arising with similar appearance in Erie, Pennsylvania, Pierre, South Dakota, and Sacramento, California. They would, of course, represent the firm commitment made to consumer goods, particularly the automobile. Whatever diversity might emerge from race, religion, or household composition, these communities would present a united front as to the primary value that sustains them, consumer goods. Their foundation consists of houses that have been built and purchased at about the same time with similar amounts of money. The communities are distinguished from one another primarily by their names: Fox Hollow, River Run, Sycamore Woods, names that evoke the natural world they've often replaced. They are, for better or worse, the communities we are building, the places we increasingly choose to live in, and so, exactly where we are right now. Hometown is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. Additional support has been provided by Sony Manufacturing. Now you can access previous episodes and visual images from Hometown at our website, www.hometown.indiana.edu.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.